The new Mix 99.5 WJBR, it's Johnny B. And with summer ending, football begins, and we got pigskin picks online. We want to see what you can do against our experts, so go to Mix995WJBR.com. Now, I'm bringing in my expert here. This is Big Game James, and he's going to be joining me to break down the NFL. So, first of all, Big Game, what do you do here at WJBR?
Well, besides being WJBR's football expert, Johnny, I'm also a digital account executive. That's a real fancy term for a sales rep. I can help any business with advertising their brand online, getting their brand in front of a highly targeted audience that has really already showed interest into picking up what they're putting down and buying what they're selling. So that's what I can bring on the sales aspect of things, Johnny.
You also have a podcast.
I do. Straight Facts, the podcast, shoots right out of this studio. We're on Apple Music and Spotify. We're called the sports show that educates and entertains, Johnny. So we bring you all those ESPN facts that you really don't know what to do with, boiling them down so you can use them in context and take your knowledge to the water cooler at work.
You ready for some football?
I've been ready.
All right, let's first of all get Big Game James's marquee matchup.
Well, the NFL starts us off right, and that's the Bears versus Packers down in Soldier Field. That's the longest rivalry in NFL history, Johnny. I'm sure you know that, and it shapes up to be a good one. We have a new head coach, new weapons, and a revamped offense for Aaron Rodgers and those Packers, but the monsters of the Midway are stout. That Bears defense is ready to attack, led by Khalil Mack, who's apparently already ready to hit somebody, Johnny.
Who do you like?
I'm liking the Bears over there holding it at home. Because of the home game, it's a toss-up. But simply, I like the Bears offense against the Packers defense more than I like the Packers offense against the Bears defense.
All right, Big Game James, who's got your highest upset potential?
So notice how we said potential, right, Johnny? Potential. Don't quote me on this. It's not guaranteed to happen, but I'm saying it's got the highest chance of happening, and that's the Chiefs traveling all the way down to Jacksonville in South Florida to take on the Jaguars. Look, it's got high upset potential. I know Patrick Mahomes is MVP. I know the Chiefs' high offense is high-powered, but that defense has always been shaky, baby, right? And now we have on the Jacksonville side, we have Jalen Ramsey shadowing Tyreek Hill all game, and now we finally got the quarterback down there in Jacksonville, right, kind of the missing link to that team. Let's see if Nick Foles can get it done. It might spell a little bit of bad news for the Chiefs down there in Jacksonville.
All right, let's talk birds.
Oh, man. Well, the Eagles got a mail in this one this week, Johnny. Week one taking on the Washington Redskins. A lot of things to be excited about for the Eagles. Not a whole lot to be excited about down there in Washington. The Eagles get a healthy Carson Wentz. They get all these weapons around him, bringing in Jordan Howard, trading for DeSean Jackson, getting Darren Sproles back, and they finally got what's mainly healthy of a secondary, minus Jalen Mills, which may not be a whole bad thing at the end of the day. And then on the Redskins side, a Trent Williams holdout, no big receivers to throw to. A 35-year-old Adrian Peterson is your top running back, and then Case Keenum as your quarterback. I can't really see the Eagles losing this one, Johnny.
Get a couple cheesesteaks and sit back.
And sit back with a cold one.
I'm Johnny B. He's Big Game James, and that's our look at the NFL. Remember, we want to hear what you have to say. Do Pigskin Picks on Mix995WJBR.com.